burning weed with its roots in hell.
We've come a long way from the thinking depicted in the 1936 film Reefer Madness, which labeled cannabis as a demonic and deadly substance.
Smoking the soul-destroying reefer, they find a moment's pleasure, but at a terrible price. Debauchery.
But some of society is still influenced by the reputation of reefer madness ideas. One reason for the uncertainty may be that the science behind medical cannabis is still inconclusive. You may wonder, what is taking so long? Well, cannabis is a Schedule I drug. This means the federal government classifies it as an illegal drug with no known medicinal purposes. This status makes the process for doing medical research on cannabis a little hazy.
Many people, especially here in Utah, who are opposed to medical cannabis legalization say, well, we don't have the medical research to back that up.
Jim Hutchins is a neuroscientist. He studies the brain at Weber State University, and he is part of TRUCE, Together for Responsible Use in Cannabis Education, an advocacy group supporting medical cannabis in Utah.
And it's my position personally that it would be easier for us to change the laws, which is what Proposition 2 is about, and then that makes it possible to do the research than it is to do the research, which hasn't been done for the last 50 years because it's almost impossible to do research on a Schedule I drug.
Conducting peer-reviewed research on cannabis is difficult in the United States because, says Hutchins, right now the University of Mississippi has the only federally approved license to produce cannabis for clinical purposes.
With just one source of cannabis, we haven't been able, as scientists, to manipulate the amounts of these different compounds and see what effect that has on the anti-inflammatory properties of cannabis versus the pain relief properties of cannabis versus the psychoactive effects of cannabis.
Cultivation Amendment, Senator Vickers.
Senator Vickers.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. This is the bill that creates the process how cannabis can be grown to provide product and medicinal.
Utah Republican State Senator Evan Vickers lives in Cedar City and is a pharmacist. He supports research of medical cannabis and has co-sponsored medical cannabis bills in the legislature that would allow terminal patients to try medical cannabis, known as Right to Try, and would also allow the Department of Agriculture and Food to cultivate medical cannabis plants. Both bills passed during the 2018 legislative session, but he opposes Proposition 2.
I favor, you know, using medical cannabis, and if it's a medicine, let's make a medicine out of it. So it needs to be in some kind of a dosage form that a physician would be comfortable in prescribing, and I can track how much the patient's getting, what kind of dose they're getting, and then track the outcome of that.
What do people do when they're not stoned?
Vickers and other conservative lawmakers, including Northern Utah Republican Senator Lyle Hilliard, have joined the Utah Governor Gary Herbert in criticizing the initiative to legalize medical marijuana. And the state's predominant church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, is encouraging members to vote against Proposition 2. They worry outside interest groups have influenced language in the initiative.
Their desire is to have recreational marijuana across the country. And so with that in mind, this in my mind, as I look at and read the initiative, I think that it's written appropriately to have it as close to recreational and still call it medical.
Vickers, Herbert, and the church say the initiative is vague and allows for too much recreational use of what they consider to be a gateway drug.
There's no evidence that the use of one kind of compound leads to the other. And
here's Jim again, our neuroscientist.
In fact, the evidence is otherwise, that people, for whatever reason, people tend to use specific drugs that are convenient for them and comfortable for them to use.
Multiple studies, including one from the Journal on Drug Issues about the effect of criminalizing marijuana, suggest cannabis as a chemical compound is not a gateway drug. Instead, the studies indicate there are other factors that could lead to broader drug use. The claim is that if a cannabis user buys the drug illegally and they feel comfortable using illegal drugs, that could lead them to feeling more comfortable about purchasing and using other illegal drugs. While Hutchins supports the initiative, which is more broad and allows for public consent, Vickers supports more restrictive access to cannabis through a legislative process. They both agree, however, medical cannabis could be a good thing for patients in Utah, and that more research is needed. They also agree that legalizing cannabis state by state for medical purposes is one way to put pressure on the federal government to change the drug status, ultimately making the plant easier to access for medical research. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Tamsin Malloy.
Support for Diagnosed has been provided in part by our members and Intermountain Budge Clinic, a multi-specialty clinic offering care for every member of your family in one location. Details at budgeclinic.org. During our next segment of Diagnosed on All Things Considered and Morning Edition, learn about a Utah center that works with children to manage medical, mental, and emotional challenges, that is using social media to help educate the public about the use of medical cannabis as a legitimate treatment for individuals with disabilities, this Thursday and Friday here on Utah Public Radio.